World Sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Mark Crossley. Coming up...
Cole, he turns, he shoots, he scores! Charlton Cole! And it's goodnight Manchester United! The holders are going out of the Carling Cup! Their unbeaten record has just gone flying out of the window!
Manchester United lose for the first time this season as West Ham knock them out of the League Cup, but Arsenal do progress. A top FIFA official claims monies paid to him were a gift for his federation, not a bribe, and footballers in Serie A are going on strike. Manchester United have lost for the first time this season in all competitions. The holders were beaten 4-0 at West Ham in their League Cup quarter-final. Watching the Premier League leaders lose to the side that's currently bottom of the table was the former Premier League striker Steve Claridge, and first, the BBC's John Murray.
Manchester United are beaten for the first time this season, for the first time for almost 8 months, and it's Avram Grant, West Ham, who've done it.
They're well beaten, and they're beaten by the side who wanted it more. There's no doubt about it. The right side won tonight. West Ham made life extremely difficult for what was a secondary Man United side, it has to be said. And the peripheral players that looked to this competition to make an impression, as I said, certainly not furthered their cause on tonight's evidence.
So the holders are out, and West Ham are through to the League Cup quarter-finals for the first time for 21 years. Jonathan Spector scoring 2 goals in the first half, and Carlton Cole getting 2 in the second half. Final score, West Ham 4, Manchester United 0.
Arsenal booked their place in the last 4 with a 2-0 win over Wigan at the Emirates. An own goal from Wigan captain Antalin Alcaraz and one from Nicholas Bentner were enough for the Gunners, but the former West Ham and Southampton manager Alan Pardew was unimpressed with Roberto Martinez's side.
I just thought that Arsenal was not at the races at the start of this game. And really took themselves a long period to get going. They finally got some fluidity in their game, sort of about 30 minutes. Then they started to pick it up. They got the goal at a good time, but Wigan tonight really didn't threaten the goal enough, didn't threaten Arsenal in any manner with any aggression or any purpose or any imagination. And I would be severely worried with Martinez going in that dressing room with that performance. Arsenal, 7 or 8, 9 changes, whatever it was in the end, subs coming on. It was very, very comfortable going in that dressing room. Arsene Wenger's got no injuries. Man United are out. I should think it'd be a very, very happy man.
FIFA Vice President Issa Hayatou says money which the BBC Panorama programme alleged was a bribe paid to him in the mid-90s was in fact a gift, not to him, but to the Confederation of African Football. Mr Hayatou is the president of CAF as well as a member of the International Olympic Committee. While FIFA has dismissed the allegations made in the BBC programme, the IOC will now investigate further. More from the BBC's sports editor, David Bond.
Issa Hayatou was accused by a Panorama programme of taking a bribe in connection with the collapsed Swiss marketing company ISL, but he has said that the payment was legitimate. In fact, it was a payment for the 40th anniversary of the African Football Confederation, and that he never profited from that. He's considering legal action, talking to his lawyers, so he has made it absolutely clear that he feels that he has been wrongly accused by Panorama. But despite that, the International Olympic Committee have said that their ethics commission will investigate these claims. Hayatou is a member of the IOC as well, but he is absolutely insistent that he's done nothing wrong.
David Beckham is now in Zurich to lobby FIFA delegates on behalf of England's World Cup bid. The former England captain performed a similar role in Singapore in 2005 when Britain was awarded the 2012 Olympics. But in Zurich, there's concern that the allegations made by the BBC might have a negative influence on England winning hosting rights for 2018. Speaking during a visit to a school in the Swiss city, Beckham said that issue had already been discussed during a meeting with the FIFA president, Sepp Blatter.
If we was to get this World Cup in our country in 2018, our media will be right behind this. Our media, you know, are so positive towards the sport, are so positive towards growing our country and growing something that could be so big in our country. You know, I think he's well aware, President Blatter is well aware of the support that he will have for FIFA and for the World Cup.
Was Blatter annoyed? Irritated?
No, he just mentioned it. You know, he mentioned it, obviously, in the talk that we had. you know, obviously it's not the most comfortable thing to talk about, but I think he realised that, you know, a lot of it obviously is old stuff, a lot of it, you know, was said, and, you know, some of these things go on and it's out of our hands. But like I said, the bid team have worked hard to get us to this position. The media have been behind us for a long time. The media want this in our country, without a doubt.
One of the FIFA executive members who was suspended following the earlier Sunday Times investigation into corruption says he will not resign. Reynald Tamari said in a statement issued through his lawyers that FIFA's ethics committee had suspended him for a year for charges whose nature and grounds I still do not know. I'm waiting for a reasoned decision in order to exercise my right to appeal. Well, unless Mr. Tamari's stance changes, it'll be a 22-man executive committee that votes on Thursday to decide the hosts for the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. The Oceania Football Confederation had hoped Mr. Tamari might resign. That would allow the OFC's acting head, David Chung, to join the executive as the 23rd voting member. Footballers in Italy's top league, Serie A, have announced that they'll be taking strike action because of a dispute over contracts. The matches scheduled for December the 11th and 12th will be affected. A strike was originally announced in September, but was postponed to allow more talks. Our reporter Lee James has been following the story.
Well, a collective contract between the Italian Players Association and Serie A, which guaranteed players' rights, expired in the close season mark, and attempts to draft a new deal have faltered. Now, one of the main sticking points is Serie A's proposal to force players who are no longer wanted by their clubs to either accept transfers or train away from the first team squad. Strike action was avoided in September. This was thought partly because of a lack of public support for the union's stance. The head of the Italian Football Federation, Giancarlo Abete, has tried to mediate in this dispute, but his suggestion that Serie A and the union discussed a new collective contract without mentioning the unwanted players was rejected by the league. It's now likely to come before the Italian Olympic Committee, which presides over all sports, and among the matches affected is the clash between the teams currently second and third, Juventus and Lazio.
The Real Madrid coach Jose Mourinho will be banned from the touchline for his club's final Champions League group match at home to Auxerre on December the 8th as punishment for improper conduct. It follows allegations that he may have told two players to get themselves sent off against Ajax last week in order that they serve a one-match ban at the end of the group stage, with Real already qualified, rather than potentially mismatches from the last 16 onwards. Mourinho has also been fined $52,000 by the sports European governing body, and a further one-match ban has been suspended for 3 years. The players in question, Xabi Alonso and Sergio Ramos, have each been fined $26,000 by UEFA. Real Madrid as a club has been fined $156,000. One game in France this evening, Brest recovered from a three-game winless streak with a 4-1 thumping of Lens to go joint top of the French table alongside title holders Marseille and Lille. In tennis, Maria Sharapova will lead Russia in the Fed Cup first-round tie against France next season. It'll be Sharapova's first appearance in the competition since making her debut in Russia's 4-1 first-round victory over Israel in 2008. Two-time Grand Slam champions Svetlana Kuznetsova, former world number one Dinara Safina and Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova make up the rest of the team, but world number two Vera Zvonareva will miss the tie because of a contractual obligation to play at a WTA Tour event. Before we go, a reminder that Manchester United have lost for the first time this season in all competitions. The holders were beaten 4-0 at West Ham in their League Cup quarter-final. Arsenal are also through to the semis after a 2-0 win at home to Wigan. And that's the latest World Sport.